الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفوا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. According to the مشايخ of تصوف جو حدیث قدسی کنت کنزا مخفیا فأحببت أن أورد فخلقت الخلق. Allah SWT said, I was a hidden treasure. I loved that I should be recognized, so I created the creation. I was a hidden treasure. I loved that I should be recognized, so I created the creation. So it means that love was the basic cause of the creation. And because love was the basic cause, so all the creation, they got their share from love. So now you will feel that love is present in all the creations, whether alive or not alive. You will find the love there. The difference is that if it is in the alive people, it is called love. If it is not in the alive, it is called attraction. But you will find it everywhere. For example, earth attracts everything towards itself. So this is gravitational force. So this is also love. But we call it attraction. Similarly, moon attracts towards itself. Mars attracts everything towards itself. So the attraction is there. Moreover, if you see a magnet, it will attract the steel towards itself. So in between my steel and the magnet, Allah has put love in between the two. Wherever the magnet will be, it will attract the steel towards itself. So there are two poles, North Pole and South Pole, and everything is attracted towards them. So people have made magnet compass. So from this they can find the direction where they want to go. Even the aeroplanes which travel from one country to the other, the pilot, he drives them by magnetic compass. In the air, he does not know where he is going. There is no road on the air. By magnetic compass, he knows which is the direction. And that direction is fixed due to the magnetic compass. So it means that in between my steel and the magnet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put love in between them. Then let us come to the agriculture. Trees, plants, flowers, they also have got love. How? For example, there is a flower, its name is sunflower. Now, why the name is sunflower? Because it will face always towards the sun. So in the morning, you will feel that the face of the flower will be towards east. And as the sun will move, the direction of the face will go on changing until it will end on the western direction. So Allah SWT has put love in between this flower and the sun. So many examples can be given. Then love is present in between the animals even. For example, fish has a natural affinity towards water. So we can say fish has a love for water. it cannot survive without water. And you take it out, it will die within 3 minutes. But if you throw it inside the water, it will be alive, it will be happy. So the fish loves the water. So there is love in between the fish and the water. So love is present everywhere in every position. In animals, even you can find that in between the mother and the babies, there will be love. You go in Kruger Park, and if there is elephant herd, and one elephant has a baby, so they will be over careful, very cautious. The mother will never let anyone come near them because she has a baby. So we say they are wild animals. Still they have got love. Even the lioness has got love for her babies. So love is present even in the mountains, is present in the flowers, is present in the animals, is present in the birds. We have experienced so many times, there is a small nest and few babies are inside. So the mother sparrow just flies towards some place and brings the water in her beak and comes back and feeds the baby. It's love in between the mother and the baby. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a sahabi, he wanted to go to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the way, he found very beautiful baby birds in the nest. The mother had gone somewhere. So he liked them, and he thought in his mind, let me take them, so I will take them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The birds, small baby birds. So after walking a few steps, he found that the mother came back. Now the mother, she started flying on the head of this person, and she was just making some noise, but the person could not understand. So after some time, the mother, she also came and sat down on the shoulder. Now this person, he also captured her. He brought all of them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, the Prophet of Allah, I saw this small bird, babies and the mother, and this was my story. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that look, the mother was not present here. He took the babies. When she came back, she started sucking the babies, where my babies are. And when she found that they are in your hands, she was lying on your head, and she was requesting you again and again, please free my babies. Don't separate them from me. But he could not understand. Then the mother, she took a decision, I don't want to be away from my children. So she came and sat down on their shoulder, and you also captured her. So if this is the love between the mother and the baby, so why don't you go back and put all of them in the same nest? So we can feel love is present everywhere in the creation. And human being is human being, subhanAllah. So we can find love everywhere in our life. But this love is of two types. Number one, the love which is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the love which is for the shape of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, we love our mother, our father, our brother, our sister, our wife, children. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to love them. So all of this is called the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all come in the zone of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is another love. This love is for the lust, just for enjoyment. And that is a love which is outside the boundaries of Sharia. So we call it a love for the creation. So this is love of the creator, and this is the love of the creation. So they are totally two different things. One is allowed, other is prohibited. So we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love all those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that we should love them. And those relationships which are not permissible in Sharia, that love is not a good one. That's prohibited. That is sin. So we call it the love for the creation, and this is the love for the Creator. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدَّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that those people who are believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extreme. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in our heart in the extreme condition, highest condition. The intensity of love should be the highest one. Our heart should be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are few differences in between the love of Creator and the love of creation. Number one, the love of creation is always for some need. For some need. For example, husband loves the wife because she is married. Wife loves the husband because he is the need. Parents love the children because children are the need of the parents. Children love their parents because they are need. Students love the teacher because the teacher knows I will teach him and I will be paid for that. And the student loves the teacher because he knows that if I will love my teacher, I will get knowledge. So if we consider all the love of the creation, then we will feel that there is some need. Even the love of the Shaykh and the Murid, there is a need. What need? That the purpose of the Murid is that if I will keep relationship with my Shaykh, so I will learn how to be a good person. And the need of the Shaykh, that if he will become a good person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased from me. Is also a need. So it means that all the love of the creation is always based on me. Except the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us without any need. He does not need us. If there is no one on the face of this earth who is obedient, there cannot be any decrease in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if all the creation, they become like Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, so pious, there cannot be any increase in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us without need? No need. So there is only one love, it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is without any need. No objective. Because He loves the creation. That is the only need. But whereas the love of the creation, there is always some need. Therefore, there is a hadith of Qudsi, Abdi, Kulli yuriduka li nafsihi wa ana uriduka laka. That, O my humble servant, everyone loves you for his own purpose, but I love you for the sake of yourself. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who loves us for the sake of ourselves. Because we are creation. That's why, if you take the example of the worldly love, there will always be complaints. Complaints. Husband complaining to the wife, wife complaining to the husband. So there are always complaints. Except the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a humble servant loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't complain at all. Allah is happy for his person. Subhanallah. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally different from the love of the creation. Now the difference is that if we take the example of the love of the creation, then both of them, they love each other at the same level. we say, oh, their love is very strong. But as regards the love of Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us more than that. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always more than the love of the humble servant. It's always. That's why in Hadith it has been said that when the person comes to the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the Hadith it has been told that if he comes walking, then my mercy goes towards him running. وَإِنْ أَتَانِ يَمْشِي أَتَيْتَهُ هَرْيَلَا Allah Akbar. If he takes one step, my mercy takes two steps. If he comes walking, my mercy goes towards him running. It means that the love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always more than the love of the humble servant. Then second one, that the love of the creation will come to an end at one time. For example, there is so much love in between husband and wife, but they will be separated at one time. Either they can be separated in this world, or otherwise the death will separate both of them. So they will be separated. So the worldly love, its final result is separation. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, it is different. Any person who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will never be separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in this world, even in the hereafter, in the paradise, he will be a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There cannot be any separation in between the two. In the love of the creation, normal people have jealousy. For example, if there are two lovers, and the beloved is one, then they are jealous to each other. But as far as the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's totally different. If there are two lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the final result will be that they will both love to each other because they are lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So pure, so good. But it's the duty of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will love each other. There will not be any jealousy in between two. And then another point, that if a person loves someone due to the lust, then in this world, even they have to get the initiative themselves. But for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the initiative is always from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And it has been mentioned in Quran, subhanallah, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them and they people will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his love first. So Allah loves the creation first, so the creation loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, in the love of the creation, you will find a thing that the lover will ask him, you should only love me, and you should be only with me, you cannot be with anyone else. But if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not the condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take this promise. He says, okay, you have to love me and all the creation whom I have permitted, you have to love them. So we have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, Ahl Bayt, Awliya, parents, brother, then sister, husband, all of them who are permissible, we have to love all of them. It's not that we have to love only Allah and no one else. It's not like that. So this is a big difference. In the love of the creation, people will say, I love you, so you have to be with me. No matter your heart is with anyone else, but your body should be with me. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so pure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells,
Kunal Himal said that you are me. Okay, your heart should be with me. I don't care wherever your body is. It should be in the masjid, in the house, in the market, and please with you. Your heart should be with me. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns that person, that he is mine. And because he belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then takes care of him in this world and in the hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his attorney, his wakeel. So whenever he needs the help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to help him. If you want to see some example from Quran, then let me tell you, there was a person, he used to say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a very bad word. He used to say that he is Majnoon. He is Majnoon. Oh, when he said this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so angry that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered him in Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said 7 words in return of one. وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّاقٍ مَهِينٍ حَمَّاثٍ مَشَّاءٍ لِنَمِيمٍ مَنَّاءٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ عُدُلِّيٍ بَعْدَ ظَالِفَ دَنِيمٍ. Oh, this person told one word to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is Majnoon, he is mad. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told 7 words to him. Oh, who are you to say this word to my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So look at this, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes action for his beloved one. In Quran, it has been mentioned that the kuffar, they were told that you take iman as the sahaba has got iman. So then they said, oh, we should get iman like these people who are foolish. Amanu kama amanu sufaha. So when they said this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated in the Quran that these people say that those are foolish, not they are the foolish ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never completed one sentence and gave the answer in the other sentence. In the same sentence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the kuffar, you say these believers are foolish. No, I am telling you, you are foolish ones. So this is the love. That anyone who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from everyone. He is the attorney of this person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepts his du'as, because the person is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never rejects the du'as of this person. Allahu Akbar Kabira. In my own life, I have seen few of the mashayikh, they were mustajab al-da'wah. They used to raise their hand, and whatever du'as they used to make, we could see them practically being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My own Shaykh Abad Mishri Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi, I experienced the moment of time. Some person told Hazrat, this is like this. He just raised the hand and made dua, and within few days, he could see that the dua has been accepted. Allahu Akbar. One of the bigger givers, Babuji Abdullah, he was also mustajab al-da'wah. He was a sheikh of that spiritual level, that is, every dua was accepted. One proof that people used to tell him, Hazrat, we want to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dream, so please make dua. He used to make dua, and within 3 nights, this person was able to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. We experienced it 100 times, not 1, 2, 3 times, 100 times. I have quoted this story to so many brothers. so that they should understand that what is the status of our law in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day I was sitting in my house after Fajr, someone knocked the door. So I opened the door, so I saw Amir Tabli Jamaat of the whole city. He was standing there. I was shocked. I said, "Oh, you are here?" He said, "Yes. I have invested whole of my life for the sake of being, and day and night I stay in masjid. And I am busy in the work of deen. But I have a wish in my heart that I should be able to see Rasulullah in my dream clearly. But I have never seen clearly. So I have come here. Maybe you know some amal to tell me I can do. I want to see Rasulullah in my dream." I said, "Okay, tomorrow I have to go to some place and there will be some big scholar share. So maybe we can ask him, he will tell us." He said, "Okay, I will go with you." So next day we went to a place and we saw Babuji Abdullah there. So I introduced Abir to the Imam. I said, "Hazrat, he is this person and he is the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat of our whole city. And he is a very pious person and dedicated his whole life, spent everything for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." I introduced him in a very beautiful way. And then I said, "Hazrat, he has a wish that he wants to see Rasul something clearly in dream." So Babaji Abdullah, he just raised his hand and he made one sentence, "Oh Allah, give this person the tawfiq to see your beloved prophet in the dream." One sentence and seated on me. I was just surprised. It was just few seconds dua, 15 to 20 seconds dua. But when we came back, after 2 days, after 3 days, someone again knocked my door. I came out and I saw again Amir Shah on the door. I asked, "And again, when you are there?" He said that, "I have brought this envelope. There is a letter written of thanks from me. And please give me the address of Babaji Abdullah. I want to mail this letter because tonight I have seen Rasulullah in my dream clearly." So if dear one, someone is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, what is status he is enjoying, that every dua is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once I was in the university and I took almost 30 class fellows and university fellows and I said, "Let's go to see a sheikh." So they all came with me. So Babaji Abdullah, he gave us a word of advice. But at the end, I requested Babaji Abdullah, "We are all young people. They love to see Rasulullah in a dream. Please make dua." So Babaji Abdullah made dua. But all the 30 students, they very kind to confirm that next night they saw Rasulullah in a dream. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something strange. We spoil our lives in the love of the creation just for lust, just for few minutes enjoyment. We make our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry from us. We make our heart filled with the darkness. So what a big trap. And if you see today, every young man, he will be busy with the cell phone talking to someone, ghair mahram. "I miss you, I love you." Same story. And it's not that he is talking to one. Maybe he will be talking to many of them in one day. Messaging. And after every few minutes, he will see the phone. "Have you received the message from someone?" So the whole day he is busy. And in the night, when the call is free, then he can speak to the beloved for maybe 2 hours and 3 hours. And on the internet for maybe 5 hours. So many of us, they are wasting their time just for the love of the creation. and we cannot understand what is the enjoyment of the love of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this love of the creation takes away the satisfaction of heart. So you might have seen, the person who is involved with someone, he has no peace of mind. Even in the day and in the night, he will not be able to sleep. You ask him why you are awake, he will say, I can't sleep. Why? Because he has been deprived from the satisfaction of the heart due to the love of his creation, due to the love of his lust. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real love. So we should try to enjoy this love in our life. On one side we say that we make the tahajjud, we make nawaz, we make recitation of Quran, but still we have not felt the enjoyment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The enjoyment is something different. When we will enjoy, then our life will totally change. So those people who were the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to enjoy the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very kind to all of them. Even in this world, in the grave, in the hereafter. Let me tell you few stories about the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them and takes care of them. There was a sheikh, his name was Bishop Hafi rahmatullah. Basically, he was in the police department and he was a drinker. He was always get drunk, most of the time. One day, he was going to some place and he found a small piece of paper which was laying on the ground and the name of Allah was written on that. So when he looked at that piece of paper, he thought, Allah is my Creator, my Lord. So his name has been written on this paper and this paper is laying down on the ground. So he took the paper, cleaned it, and just placed it in the hole of the wall somewhere higher than the head. And he went. His this amal was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made ilham to the sheikh of the time that go and tell Bashar Hafi, you raised my name from your foot level to your head level, but I am going to raise your name right from the floor level to my arch level. So when he listened this, he got a certain amount of nur in his heart. The whole life was changed. His situation was changed. Condition was changed. So he became the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the life was totally changed. So he started making namaz, recitation of Quran. He became a very pious person. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And the whole of life, he lived a life according to the Sharia. Now what happened? After he made tawbah, he used to walk naked footed. Barefooted. He never used the shoes. People used to say him, why don't you use shoes? He used to reply, when I made tawbah, I recited Quran, and in Quran it was written, wal arda farashnaha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that I have made this earth a floor for you. So now, I am a humble servant, a slave, so I don't want to walk on the floor of my Lord with my shoes. So I don't want to wear shoes. This was his opinion. So throughout life, he used to walk barefooted. That's why he is called Bashar Hafi. Hafi means a person who walks barefooted. Now one day, a person who used to have a donkey and take load on the back of the donkey and go to deliver it to other people, places. He was taking his donkey, and suddenly the donkey started urinating in the center of the street. So the owner of the donkey started crying. People asked him, "Why are you crying? Physically there is nothing." He said that, "I feel maybe Mr. Hathi has died." They said, "How do you feel?" He said, "First confirm it." So they confirmed, and Mr. Hathi died at that time. So people asked him, "How you came to know that Mr. Hathi died?" He said that, "I have noticed in last many years of my life that I used to have this donkey with the load, but whenever the donkey wanted to urinate, donkey always used to go on the side of the street and urinate there. And he used to keep the main road clean. So I always thought, used to think, why my donkey does this? So I used to think, maybe there is a friend of Allah SWT who walks barefooted in the street, and Allah SWT has told all the animals, if you want to urinate, you cannot urinate in the center, because my friend will walk barefooted, you have to urinate on the side of the road. But today, my donkey urinated in the center of the street, so I thought maybe Bashar Hathi has died, and when they confirmed Bashar Hathi died here." So if someone is the friend of Allah SWT, Allahu Akbar, how Allah SWT cares for him, we cannot imagine. Rabia Basriya, one of the pious women of this ummah, she was alone in a room. She used to worship Allah SWT, and she was sleeping in that room. So one thief, he just came in. He opened the door, he looked in the room, and he found a sheet of cloth which was lying on one side. He said, "Okay, let me take this." He took the sheet of cloth. But he wanted to go back. As he made a turn, there was a darkness in front of his eyes. He could not see anything. So he got confused. So he threw the piece of cloth and looked toward the door. He saw the door. So he was very fearful. When he stepped out of the door, then there was a voice. Someone told him, "If one friend is sleeping, then the other friend is awake. If one friend is sleeping, then the other friend is awake. How you can take the sheet of cloth from this room?" Allahu Akbar Kabira. If we will become the friend of Allah SWT, how much Allah SWT will love us, and how he will take care of us, and how he will support us, and how much respect he will give us in this world, we cannot even imagine about that. So love of the creation is wastage of life. Love of creator is the success of life. So we should invest our time, our effort, our resources in order to be the lover of Allah SWT. And when we love Allah SWT, then we will enjoy our prayer. Then we will make Allah Akbar, and it will be a total different condition. Now we come in the masjid, we make Allahu Akbar, but our mind is not in the masjid. Mind is always at home, in the street, in the office, is busy with the other people. But our body is in the masjid. Why? Because we don't have firm love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the intensity of love is very low. So that's why this is the condition. And those people who love Allah SWT, they enjoy their namaz. They make their fajr prayer and they start waiting for their zuhr one. They make zuhr prayer, they start waiting for the asr one. They love to make prayer. That's why Shaykh Abdul Wahid rahmatullah alayh. So once he was sitting somewhere and the people were talking about the paradise. That in paradise, this type of houses will be, and the servants and the Shrinivas and other claimed it. So while they were talking about the paradise, one of them said, there will be no salat in the paradise. So when he said there will be no salat in the paradise, Shaykh Abdul Wahid Rahmatullah, he started crying. Hazrat, I am crying. He said, if there will be no salat in the paradise, what enjoyment will be in the paradise? How much he used to enjoy his namaz, he started crying. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That's why some of the mashayikh, they used to spend the whole night in the state of namaz. With the wudu of Isha, they used to make the namaz of the Fajr. Throughout the night they were busy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they felt the enjoyment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes care of his friend, he gives them respect, he gives them every bounty of their life. And after the death even, he makes their grave a garden of the paradise. So let me put few stories from Tadbirat al-Aliya. That Baji Ustami Rahmatullah, he died. Someone saw him in dreaming, so he asked, Hazrat, what happened to you in the grave? So he replied, that two angels came to me and they asked that what we have brought here? What we have brought here? So then I answered them that if some person comes on the door of the king, then the king never asked them what you have brought, he always asked, what do you want from me? So when you are asking that what I have brought, I have come on the door of the king, I want to get something from the door of the king. So then they were happy that you know the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the agent went away. Junayd Taghlani rahmatullahi alayh, someone saw him after his death in dream. She asked, Hazrat, what happened to you in the grave? He said, me in this dream, and they asked that, Rabb, who is your Lord? So what did he reply? He said, I replied that my Lord is he who ordered all the angels to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And they talk to you that you remember the lesson. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Someone saw Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi in the dream after his death. So he asked, Hazrat, what happened to you in the grave? He replied that two angels came to me, Munkar Nakeer, and they asked me the question, what the book? Hazrat, then what did you reply? He said, I replied then that you angels came from us to this place billions and billions of kilometer distance and you never forgot your Lord. I have just come a few meters from the surface of the earth to this place. Well, I will forget my Lord. You covered so much distance and you never forgot. I just came down a few meters. How are you forget my Lord? So they were happy by the answer. And then, Rabia Basriya, Allahu Akbar Kabira. After her death, someone saw her in dream, and he asked her, Rabia, what happened to you in the grave? So she replied, she said that two angels came to me, and they asked me the question, Maghrib, who is your Lord? Who is the one who gives you such a name? Then what did you reply? She said, I told them that go to the Lord and tell him, O Allah, you have zillions and zillions of human beings. In front of them, you have never forgotten me, an old simple lady, and I have no one except you in my world, or I will be able to forget you. You never forgot me, and you are billions and billions of your human beings. So how are you going to forget you, because there is no one except you? So come on. You will know that कि जो अल्लाह रब्बुल इज्जत से मोहब्बत करते हैं और फिर अल्लाह रब्बुल इज्जत उनको दुनिया में इज्जतों से नवाजते हैं, मोहब्बत देते हैं और दुनिया आखिरत उनकी सवार देते हैं. कैसे थे हमारे मशाइख कि आप इजाजत दे सकते बट आई हैव टू से टू वर्ड इन उर्दू एज वेल. हमारे सिलसिला के एक बुजुर्ग थे हजरत ख्वाजा अबू रसूल खरबानी रहमतुल्लाह. उनके मुल्क में पिछले दिन पढ़ रहा था, उनके एक कौम ने बहुत हैरान किया, बहुत हैरान किया. अजीब वो कौम क्या था कि उन्होंने अपने मुल्क में जो बात लिखी, ए अल्लाह तू जानता है, यानी अल्लाह को गवाह बना के बात की. अल्लाह को गवाह बना के बात करना तो आसान काम तो नहीं है ना. अल्लाह को गवाह बना, अल्लाह को गवाह बना के, ए अल्लाह तू जानता है मैंने अपनी जिंदगी के 75 साल किस तरह से गुजारे कि मेरे दिल में तेरे सिवा कोई और नहीं. अल्लाह व्हाट ए ब्यूटीफुल स्टेटमेंट के अल्लाह मैंने अपनी जिंदगी के 75 तू जानता है कि मैंने अपनी जिंदगी के 75 साल इस तरह गुजारे कि मेरे दिल में तेरे सिवा और कोई नहीं. They are the lovers of Allah SWT. They are the friends of Allah SWT. Allah SWT gave us the topic that we should fill our heart with the love of Allah SWT. How this love can be increased? Now let me few points, simple points. Number one, to sit in the company of the lovers of Allah SWT. Because it is always accepted that the people with whom you sit down, so they will put their effect on you. Sit down in the company of those who have business of computer. And after a few days you will say, I want to open a computer business. Sit down in the company of those people who are pious ones. After a few days you will say, oh, I want to come to the masjid, I want to pray. So the effect is there. So we should sit down in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it has been mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu taqullaha wa koonu maa sadiqeen. Because their company is just like a magnet. If you take the light speed and keep it close to the magnet, so it takes the magnetic flux. And after you take it away, it starts attracting the other high-speed objects. So the love material has transferred. Similarly, if we sit down in the company of the Mashai, the magnetism of the love of Allah will be transferred in our hearts. One who is sitting in the company of the Mashai can change our life. Allahu Akbar. So this is first point. Then second point is that we should make more and more zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the rule is the more you remember something, the more its love will come in your heart. So we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively so that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should come in our heart excessively. We should fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will die, he will get such a beautiful protocol. In the books it has been written that if there is a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his death time has approached, come, then the angel of death comes to him and he has handkerchief just filled with the perfume of the paradise. And he takes that handkerchief and puts it on the chest of this person. This is anesthesia from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this person. Now this friend of Allah, he smells this perfume of paradise and he feels enjoyment, and in this enjoyment condition his soul is taken out from the body. He does not get any pain. He does not feel any pain. The soul is taken. And then the soul is taken towards the skies and is put in the involved in illegal.
Now this person is now taken to the graveyard for funeral prayer and for burying in the grave. Now, lot of angels, they come from the earth to participate in the funeral procession. Not only the human beings, they take part in the funeral procession. Even the angel, Allah Akbar, one of the Sahaba, Saad radiallahu ta'ala, he died. So Rasulullah Sallam, he walked behind the funeral procession, but Rasulullah was walking on the toes of the feet, like this. So one of the Sahaba, he asked, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have never seen you walking like this. Why are you walking like this? Rasulullah, he replied, so many angels have come from the sky to participate in the funeral procession of stars, but I cannot find a place to put my foot on the earth. So many angels have come down. Allah. Aashiq ka janaza hai, zara dhoom se nikle. محبوب کی گلیوں سے ذرا گھوم کے نکلے. سبحان اللہ. And then رسول اللہ made the janaza prayer and Saad Ghulam was buried. Then after that رسول اللہ said another thing, you can find it in a hadith, that رسول اللہ said, on the death of Saad رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he kept crying for 3 days. It is in hadith. So Rasulullah said that on the death of Saad radiallahu ta'ala, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept crying for 3 days. Subhanallah. The doors of the sky, where from the sustenance was brought in his life, the doors cry on his departure. Allah. Ye Allah ka wali hai, jiski maut ke upar aasman ke wo darwaze hote hain jahan se uski rizq utara jata tha. Zameen ke wo tukde hote hain jahan baith kar Allah ki ibadat kiya karta tha. Ye Allah ka aashiq hai, کی جدائی پر زمین اور آسمان دو رہے ہیں. قرآن مجید اس پر کہا ہے, کچھ لوگ ہوتے ہیں ہم آپ السماء والارض, یہ کفار کا تذکرہ ہے, مگر جو اللہ والے ہوتے ہیں ان کے اوپر زمین اور آسمان بھی رہے. یہ اللہ کے نیک بندے تھے, دنیا میں ان کے لیے نورانیت تھی, یہ دنیا سے چلے. پھر جب اس اللہ کے ولی کو قبر کے اندر دفن کرتے ہیں تو حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے کہ فرشتہ حکم دیا جاتا ہے اس کو کہ جاؤ اور میرے بندے سے کہو مم تنو مت عروج, کہ اے بندے تم ہم کی نیند سو جا. تو یہ نہیں کہتے تو میٹھی نیند سو جا, تو گہری نیند سو جا, مزے کی نیند سو جا, نہیں, دلہن کی نیند سو جا. مم تنو مت عروج, تو جو دلہن کا لفظ کدھر سے آ گیا, تو جو ایکسپلین کرنے والے تھے نا احادیث کے, انہوں نے پھر اس کی ایکسپلینیشن لکھی کہ اصل میں جب دلہن پہلی رات سو جاتی ہے تو خاوند کے انتظار میں ہوتی ہے, تو خاوند آ کر اس کو جگاتا ہے, تو خاوند اٹھتی ہے تو اس کی نظر اپنے خاوند کے چہرے کے اوپر پڑتی ہے. رب کریم نے اس کو پیغام دیا, میرے بندے قبر میں دلہن کی نیند سو جا, قیامت کے دن جب تو اٹھے گا میرے چہرے کا دیدار کرے. دلہن اپنے خاوند کے چہرے کو دیکھتی ہے, تو میرا عاشق تھا تو قیامت کے دن اٹھے گا تو میرے چہرے کا دیدار کرے. آواز آئے گی, یا ایتھا النفس المطمئنہ ارجعی الی ربک راضیۃ مرضیہ فادخلی فی عبادی وادخلی. چنانچہ حدیث میں آتا ہے کہ قیامت کے دن اعلان ہوگا, صابرین کہاں ہیں, شاکرین کہاں ہیں, صحابین کہاں ہیں, مختلف لوگوں کو بلایا جائے گا. پھر ایک وقت آئے گا اللہ کہیں گے میرے محبین کہاں ہیں, مجھ سے محبت کرنے والے کہاں ہیں, جن کے دل اللہ کی محبت سے بڑھا گئے ہوں گے, سب کے سب اٹھ کے اللہ کے سامنے کھڑے ہوں گے,
اللہ فرمائیں گے میرے بندو تم نے دنیا گزاری, دنیا کی زندگی گزاری مجھ سے محبت کرتے ہوئے, اب تم سے حساب لیتے ہوئے مجھے حیا آتی ہے, جاؤ بغیر حساب کتاب کے جنت میں چلے. اللہ then we will realize how important it was to fill our heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us the tawfeeq to change our lifestyle and we should become the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should practice everything according to the sunnah of the Prophet, according to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. بعد احباب کی طرف سے یہ فرمائش ہے کہ وہ اس پر قید کرنا چاہتے ہیں اور گناہوں سے توبہ کرنا چاہتے ہیں, نئی زندگی کی ابتدا کرنا چاہتے ہیں. اس کا طریقہ یہ ہے کہ یہ آج اس خطبہ پڑھے گا, پھر توبہ کے کلمات پڑھائے گا, تو جو احباب پچھلے گناہوں سے سختی پر کی توبہ کرنا چاہتے ہیں وہ ان کلمات کو پیچھے پیچھے پڑھتے جائیں. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى اما بعد, یہ کلمہ سخت دل کے ساتھ پیچھے پیچھے پڑھیے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ, آمنت باللہ وملائکته وکتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته وقبلت جميع احکامه اقرار باللسان وتصديق بالقلب, اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. چند معمولات ہیں, ان کو اگر آپ باقاعدگی سے کہیں گے تو بہت جلد آپ کے دل میں اللہ رب العزت کی محبت میں اضافہ ہوگا, آپ خود اس کو محسوس کریں گے. پہلی چیز ہے 100 مرتبہ استغفار صبح شام پڑھنا, استغفر اللہ ربی من کل ذنب واتوب الیہ, اور 100 مرتبہ درود شریف صبح شام پڑھنا, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تیسرا ہے قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کرنا, روزانہ ایک پارہ پڑھیں تو بہت اچھا, مشکل ہو تو آدھا پارہ پڑھ لیجیے, مگر کوشش کریں کہ روزانہ قرآن مجید پڑھا جائے, ناغا نہ ہو اس میں. چوتھا ہے چلتے پھرتے دل میں اللہ کا دھیان رکھنا, ہاتھ کام کاج میں ہوں اور دل اللہ تعالیٰ کی یاد میں ہو. اور پانچویں چیز ہے مراقبہ, اس کو ذکر قلبی کہتے ہیں. اس کا طریقہ یہ ہے کہ آپ جب نماز پڑھ کے فارغ ہو جائیں تو پرسکون ہو کے بیٹھ جائیں, ظاہر کی آنکھوں کو بند کر لیں اور یہ سوچیں کہ اللہ رب العزت کی رحمت آ رہی ہے, دل میں سما رہی ہے, دل کی ظلمت اور سیاہی دور ہو رہی ہے اور میرا دل اللہ اللہ اللہ, یہ میرا دل بول رہا ہے, زبان سے نہیں پڑھنا, دل بول رہا ہے اور آپ سن رہے ہیں. صبح اور شام اگر آپ یہ مراقبہ کرنا شروع کر دیں تو آپ چند دنوں میں خود گواہی دیں گے کہ اب میرے دل میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت میں اضافہ ہو گیا ہے, اور میرا نماز پڑھنے کو جی چاہتا ہے, تلاوت کو جی چاہتا ہے, تہجد میں اتنا آسان ہو گیا ہے, اب میرا غیر محرم سے نظر ہٹانے میں کنٹرول پورا ہو گیا ہے, اب میں جھوٹ نہیں بولتا, اب میں پلان, یہ باتیں آپ خود اپنی زبان سے کہیں گے. ہم نے الحمدللہ سینکڑوں نہیں ہزاروں نہیں لاکھوں دوستوں کو یہ چیز بتائی
اور لاکھوں کی زبان سے یہ تصدیق سنی کہ ہماری زندگی بدل گئی ہے. یہ ایسی پکی بات ہے. آپ اس کو اگر کیجیے گا تو اس کی برکتیں دیکھیے گا. ابھی دعا مانگنے سے پہلے ہم تھوڑی دیر اس کی مشق کر لیں گے. دل انسان کے لیفٹ سائڈ پر جو پشتان سے تھوڑا نیچے ہے, تو بس آنکھیں بند کر کے یوں فیل کیجیے کہ وہاں نور داخل ہو رہا ہے اور میرا دل اللہ 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 کہہ رہا ہے. مراقبہ کر لیجیے تھوڑی دیر. آنکھوں کو بند کر لیجیے, سر کو چکا لیجیے. دنیا اور جو کچھ دنیا میں ہے اس سے ہٹ کٹ کے اللہ اور برعزت کی یاد میں ڈوب جائیے. انسان جب اپنے اندر جھانکتا ہے اسے اپنی اصل تصویر نظر آتی ہے. اپنے من کے بغیچے کو کھولیے, اپنی اصل تصویر کو دیکھیے. رسوایا دل بدل دے, میرا لت ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک امید کرتے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزا آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے, جو میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے. جو ہو دیدار تیرا روز محشر, تو دیکھے مسکرا کر دل بدل دے. یہ کیسا دل ہے سینے میں الہی, جو زندہ دل مردہ دل بدل دے. پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ, کہوں کیوں دل شکستہ تجھے بدل دے. تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے, بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے. میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا, بنا لے اپنا بندہ تجھ بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک امید کا تم, بدل دے میرا رستہ تجھ بدل دے. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سبحان ربی العلی وفاض اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. کیا کریم آقا, ہم آپ کے آگے مسکین بندے ہیں. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما, قبروں کی درگاہ پوشی فرما. اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما, دلوں کو صاف فرما, سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما. اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما. ہمارے انگن سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما, روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما. ہڈی ہڈی پوٹی پوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما. اے کریمہ کا ہمارے ساتھ در گزر کا معاملہ فرما. ہمارے علم میں برکت پیدا فرما, عمل میں برکت پیدا فرما, رزق میں برکت پیدا فرما, صحت میں برکت پیدا فرما, کاموں میں برکت پیدا فرما, قدم قدم اپنی برکتیں شامل فعال فرما. یا جسمانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما، روحانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما، قرضوں سے محفوظ فرما، مرضوں سے محفوظ فرما، ذلت سے محفوظ فرما، قلت سے محفوظ فرما، قلت سے محفوظ فرما، اللہ اپنی رحمتوں کی پشت بنائی نصیب فرما، زندگی میں کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ فرما، کبھی بھی بے آسرا نہ فرما، کبھی بھی اپنے در سے تبھی نہ فرما، کبھی بھی مقصد شیطان کے حوالے نہ فرما، ہمیشہ اپنی رحمتوں کی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں نصیب فرما، اللہ معصیت کی ذلت سے محفوظ فرما، ہمیں طاعت کی عزت نصیب فرما، آنے والے وقت کو گزرے وقت سے بہتر فرما، آنے والی زندگی کو گزری زندگی کا کفارہ بنا، اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول کرنا، اللہ آپ نے فرمایا رحمت سوال نہ پلا تنہر، سوالی کو انکار نہ کرو، جب ہم تنظیموں کو حکم ہے ہم سوالی کو انکار نہ کریں، اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ کے در پہ سوالی ہے، اے کریم آپ بھی انکار نہ فرمائیے، ارے مولا ہمیں جھڑکی ہو دیجیے، اب تو در سے پھل نہ لوٹا دیجیے، اللہ جو روٹی کا فائل ہوتا ہے وہ ایک دروازے سے خالی چلا جائے تو دوسرے پہ، وہاں سے خالی ہو تو تیسرے پہ، اس کا تو کوئی مسئلہ نہیں، اللہ مسئلہ تو ہمارا ہے، جن کے پاس ایک ہی دروازہ ہے، ہم جانتے ہیں جو آپ کے دروازے سے خالی اٹھے گا وہی بدبخت ہوگا، میرے مولا شکی بننے سے بچا لیجئے، ہمیں خالی نہ لوٹائیے، جھولیاں بھر دیجئے، اللہ رحمت کا معاملہ کیجئے، پریشانیوں کو دور کر دیجیے، اللہ دنیا کی چیزوں کی محبتوں کے مزے لوٹ بیٹھے، اب تنگ آ کر ہم آپ کے اللہ گھر کی طرف متوجہ ہوتے ہیں، اللہ اپنی محبت کا مزہ عطا کر دیجیے، نماز کی حضوری عطا کر دیجیے، نماز کے قرآن پاک کے تلاوت کا سرور عطا کر دیجیے، رات کے آخر پہر کے مناجات کی لذت عطا کر دیجیے، اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بندہ بنا لیجیے، چاہنے والوں میں شمار فرما لیجیے، اپنی محبت سے سینوں کو بھر دیجیے، میرے مولا ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، جن گھر میں جوان بچے بچے موجود ہیں ان بچوں کے مستقبل کو روشن فرما، ماں باپ کے لیے فرض ادا کرنے آسان فرما، اے اللہ مرد عورتیں جہاں تک یہ حالات جا رہی ہے سب کے دلوں کی نیک مرادوں کو پورا فرما، اے کریمہ کا اس محفل میں کتنے بچے ہیں ہاتھ اٹھائے رہتے ہیں، اللہ ہم آپ کو ان کے ہاتھوں کی معصومیت کا واسطہ دیتے ہیں، اللہ ان معصوموں کے ہاتھ نہ لگانا، حل نہ لگانا، اور ان کی برکت سے اللہ ہم گنہگاروں کے بھی ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما لینا، اے اللہ اس محفل میں کتنے لوگ ایسے ہیں بال سفید کر بیٹھے مگر دل سے آ کر بیٹھے، دل کا حال کس کے سامنے کھولے، آپ ہی پسینوں سے بھیج جاننے والے ہیں، لا سفید بالوں کی لاج رکھ لیجیے، رحمت کی نظر فرما دیجیے، اللہ اپنے ملک میں کتنے نوجوان ہیں آج سب کی توبہ کرنا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ اگر آپ نے دھتکار دیا شیطان بھٹکائے گا، راستے سے بھٹکائے گا، زندگیاں ضائع ہو جائیں گی، اللہ زندگیاں ضائع ہونے سے بچا لیجیے، ایسا سچی چوکی بتا فرما دیجیے، اللہ کی محبت بھی ہمیں گھر کیجیے، قریب ہمارے حال پر رحمت کی نظر فرما، اور ہمیں اپنی اللہ چاہنے والوں کی فہرست میں شامل فرما، ہمارے والدین عزیز اقاد مشائخ جو پڑھ چکے ان کی مغفرت فرما، ان کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی، قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا فرما، امت مسلمہ کو عزت رفتہ نصیب فرما، اللہ مدارس عربیہ کی حفاظت فرما، دعوت و تبلیغ کے کام کی حفاظت فرما، جہاں اللہ کی انسان باہوں کی حفاظت فرما، اقامت دین کی کوششوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے کریم آقا میں بار بار اپنے گھر کا دیدار عطا فرما، اپنے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے گھر کی حاضری نصیب فرما، اللہ شعبان کا جو بقیہ دن ہے اب رمضان کے مبارک دن آ رہے ہیں، ان میں بھی گھر پر عبادت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، اس محبت کے ساتھ مقامی دوستوں نے صاحب اس کو بلایا، اللہ اس کے بدلے ان کو اپنی سچی محبت نصیب فرما، جو اس مسجد کے بنانے والے ہیں اللہ ان پر بھی خصوصی رحمت نازل فرما، جو مسجد کمیٹی کے لوگ ہیں اور مسجد کی خدمت کرتے ہیں اللہ ان کی بھی زندگیوں میں برکتیں پیدا فرما، کریم آقا دور قریب سے جتنے لوگ آئے ہیں اللہ آج اس مجلس کو سب کے لیے اللہ خوشی بڑی زندگی حاصل ہونے کا یوجا بنا. اے اللہ اپنے مقبول بندوں میں ہمیں بھی شامل فرما. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.